Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. This is Maddie and Lynn with the Greenville Soil and Water Conservation District, and we are joined today by our special guest, Kirsten Robertson, also from the Soil and Water Conservation District. And we are talking permaculture today, or as we learned in the last segment, permanent agriculture. So permaculture is this really cool way to make your property less work to maintain. You're imitating and using nature's systems to basically make your life on your property easier.
We like easier.
We do. Yes. So Kirsten has been telling us about some of the different issues that might arise on your property. So one thing, especially in the fall and the spring, yard waste. We have a lot of yard waste on our property. So what do we do with it? We dump it down the storm drain, right?
No.
We let it pile up on the curb and get washed into the rivers, right?
No.
Because you guys all remember from past shows, yard waste is actually very harmful for our waterways. It's full of nutrients, and as it decomposes and breaks down, those nutrients feed algae. The algae go crazy. So we've got green, mucky, gross water. Tastes funny, smells funny, feels funny.
Ew.
And we have to put a lot of time, energy, resources into cleaning that. And it also takes oxygen from the water once the algae decomposes. So yard waste, it's a hassle. There's a lot of leaves around here. So Kirsten, how can permaculture make yard waste management easier?
All right. So part of permaculture is finding a problem, and our problem is too much yard waste, and we don't have a truck. And we have to go buy mulch.
Oh, that's expensive.
That's right. So the solution is to take that yard waste and pile it up in the bed where you wanted to put your mulch. And that way you don't have to cart it somewhere, and it's not being sent down the streams and rivers. And it may even keep your taxes lower because the city or the municipality where you live isn't having to pick it up and take it down to the landfill.
So lower taxes,
love
saving
that.
Money,
love
it. Also, okay. we have a lot of yard, so I can imagine, you know, I mean, we were looking at getting mulch for our beds, so not having to mulch our beds would be awesome because we have plenty of leaves.
So I can just dump my leaves, my grass, anything like that on the beds.
Anything like that.
And it keeps the soil nice and moist. And keeps that putting mulch on the top there. Keeps a lot of the moisture from being evaporated so quickly.
Does it do anything nutritionally for the soil, I bet?
Well, we just talked about composting and how the forest floor is all compost. Yeah, those leaves break down and they add nutrients into the soil.
I love that idea.
I know. So wait, we're taking the thing from nature, i.e. leaves, and we're putting them back into nature, i.e. our flower beds. I love that.
That sounds so awesome.
Yes. As a side note, if you do want to haul, if you have too much, did you know that you could take your yard waste and your branches and things down to Twin Chimneys, and they will take them from you and mulch them, and in exchange they will give you free mulch? So if you don't have enough leaves to make your own mulch, or if you have too many branches and you have too much mulch, Twin Chimneys Landfill will help you out.
So and if you do go down to Twin Chimneys, they'll give you, how much mulch will they give you, and how much does it cost again?
It is free, and you get a big old scoop, so basically the back of your truck, they'll fill it right up.
But Let's put this out there. Don't forget, if you're going to get free mulch at Twin Chimneys, bring a tarp, because we don't want mulch all over the highway. We'd like it in your yard.
This is true.
That's actually a law.
Oh, it's a law.
It is a law.
We want to be law-abiding citizens.
We do. All right. So yard waste, that's one way that we can have our lives made easier by permaculture. What else?
Well, let's say that you have a side of your house that's on the south or west side that's just too sunny, and it makes that part of your house just too hot in the summer. Well, one option is to plant a pine tree, and that shades in the summer, and it'll cool your house considerably. It's a really, really great way to use nature.
Oh, yeah. It's just the trees usually reduce the temperature by about 10 degrees. So being in the shade, you're about 10 degrees cooler.
Which saves money on electricity and air conditioning.
Oh,
that's
yes,
for
it
sure.
Does.
There you go. Now, a little better solution might be to plant a tree that loses its leaves in the fall, because pine don't. And if you put a tree that loses its leaves, then in the winter, It
Wait
allows
for it.
The sun to warm your house. Oh. But in the summer, it shades because the leaves are on the tree.
And in the fall, when it's dropping its leaves, there's your mulch.
That's right.
There I love go. This. Okay. Could we go one step farther and put in a fruit tree? Then
Absolutely.
You can eat what's coming off of the tree?
That's exactly the way. You are a permaculturist, officially.
I love it. I love it. It makes so much sense. So one big topic of permaculture is stacking functions. Can you tell us a little bit about this? They always say stack your functions, make it work for you. What does this mean?
Stacking functions means that you have one element, but that one element does more than one thing. For instance, if you have a hedge around your yard, then what you might do is make one side of that hedge a very spiky type plant that deer don't like, if you have a problem with deer coming through your yard.
I see this already. So, I see where we're going.
So you stop the deer from coming through your yard, and then on the inside of that, you plant the fruit and nut trees or whatever else you want on the other side of the hedge. So it's basically two bushes side by side all the way around, but it keeps the deer out and allows you to have fruit.
That's brilliant.
I'm a fruit fan, I have to say.
Yeah. How hard is it to grow a fruit tree?
You should always plant native. And if you plant native, it is so easy.
Oh, so what are some native fruits that we can plant?
Ooh, we have persimmons and muscadines and blueberry bushes and elderberries. There's all kinds of native fruit trees you can plant.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so why should we go native over, I don't know, like an orange tree? I don't see a lot of orange trees around here anyway.
Well, they would die here.
There's a reason
for
that.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. Being from Florida, orange trees, not good here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But so why native?
Native is, number one, it's the easiest. It absolutely is a no-brainer to make native trees grow here because that's how they've evolved. They've been here forever.
Wait, native trees natively grow here and they know what the ecosystem here needs?
Or come on, Maddie.
Wow. Okay. Love it.
With the program.
But number two, the wildlife has also in this area has adjusted to appreciate those trees. And we still are learning how much and how important it is to use natives. And I know y'all have heard about the monarchs and the native butterfly weed, milkweed. Those type things are going away. Their habitat is going away. So choosing a native is always going to be best for any of the insects or actually birds or small mammals, large mammals. Always choose native.
So you get to be lazy and eco-friendly just by planting natives. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, plants that aren't from this area require a lot more water, a lot more maintenance than plants that are from this area.
So I'm thinking that maybe the good thing to do is to plant my whole backyard with food. Does that sound like a good idea?
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
You guys are making me hungry.
I know, I'm starving.
And we actually call that a food forest. So you can have your whole yard be a food forest. And I know two people who have done that. They don't even have a lawn at all. It is 100%. It's not all fruit and nut, but most of it is. And then the rest of it is stuff to attract the native pollinators.
Wow. Let me ask you. This all sounds very agriculture-ish. Is it going to make my yard look bad? Are my neighbors going to judge me?
Perhaps, but that's part of the education. It can look nice. I do know people who have done it, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It looks like walking through a trimmed Garden of Eden.
Ooh.
It's fantastic. But if you don't take care of it, it is going to look a little brushy.
Okay, but if I wanted to do it, I live in the city, so I think my neighbors would appreciate a nice, well-maintained permaculture yard, and it sounds like that's pretty easy to do. You can let it go or you can maintain it. It's up to you.
And your neighborhood association rules.
Ah, yes, of course. Yeah. Of course. All right. So far I have learned that permaculture can make my life really easy because I don't have to haul my yard waste away. I can eat what is already growing out of my yard or what I plant in my yard to eat. This sounds good.
I'm all for it. And it sounds like you'd be eating seasonally too. Seasonally eating fresh food. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. That sounds great. All right. Well, after the break, we're going to continue into permaculture. And we're going to keep on learning. I'm learning a lot today. I hope you are too.
So come back after the break.
You're tuned into the 94.5 WGTK The Answer. And you are listening to the Saturday Splash. Care, baby, by the way.